don't know if you saw his shirt. I know you're a big Office fan. Did you see his shirt?
Oh, the Kevin and the chili?
Yeah. Back at the Office? That's a
pretty shirt. I tried to order that while I was in Jamaica. I found that on one of those Instagram ads, and it was not, the order would not go through, and I was devastated and forgot about it until I saw the Aaron Rodgers shirt.
pretty sweet shirt, not going to lie. So I want to just walk through this whole Rodgers thing and the Packers overall with you, because you've been doing, like I said, so many best ball drafts, and I believe the second show on Game Plus Network, you were on the first one, and then we had Derek Brown on the second one, and we walked through a best ball draft over at Underdog Fantasy, and I took Rodgers like QB 14. Like, this, it was just a complete discount. There was obviously a lot of uncertainty, and there has been over the past couple weeks, but I've noticed over the last 2 weeks in NFFC high stakes drafts, he's starting to rise a little bit. Now we're going to really start to see that now that it's certain that it's the last dance in Green Bay, Tino. But for Aaron Rodgers last year, 526 passing attempts, 4,299 yards, completion percentage of career best for him, 70% was number one in the NFL, adjusted completion percentage using our free, or not so much free, but amazing stats over at FTN. Touchdown percentage, 9.1, maybe a little bit unsustainable. First in touchdowns and interception percentage. So using the FTN data, I noticed 2020, leaders in play action, passer rating, 142.1. 2020, leaders in first read share, Devontae Adams, 35%. This is where we get the last dance. Yeah, you can say what you want. They don't have a lot of championships together, but it is. It seems like it's their last go together as a team. But Rodgers last year, QB2 in fantasy. Right now, Elliott in NFFC drafts, QB9, ADP 86. So he has jumped now like Jalen Hurts. Him and Tom Brady are starting to just creep up a little bit up draft boards. But I noticed an article that you wrote, just buying these five players. One was Aaron Rodgers. How, like, he's going to regress a little bit from last year, but still, like, right now doing drafts, where do you think's a fair price? Like, how early would you draft this guy? And he does have, definitely has the upside to be a top five quarterback again.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when I was writing that up about Aaron Rodgers, one of the biggest things for me is that sometimes you have to buy into uncertainty, right? And this is something that a lot of fantasy players really struggle with. They'll say with rookies, I don't draft rookies. I want to see it first. Yeah, but then you have to pay the price, right? Like, we're betting on players' upside, and Aaron Rodgers had massive upside. And, like, he's going to get $40 million if he played this year. That's a lot of reasons for him to show up, right? Like, we just basically all bought into he's going to retire, and then you have an incredibly depreciated price tag. And, you know, yes, his touchdowns are going to regress. He's not throwing a 9.1% rate. The 48 touchdowns, that's going to regress. He was one of two quarterbacks to finish in the top 10 last year with less than 200 rushing yards. Right, so I wouldn't put him in that Kyler Murray, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen tier. He's probably right there with Herbert and Russell Wilson and Tom Brady. I think Jalen Hurts is a little overdrafted right now, though he does have that nice rushing upside. Shout out to Justin Fields and Trey Lance as late round quarterbacks that can really be league winners. We'll talk about that more in a little bit, but he's normally a guy coming off an MVP season like this would be priced as like a fifth, sixth round quarterback, where you'd have to pay the price of Josh Allen's and Kyler Murray's and all these guys, right? But you don't have to do that this year because it's built into his price tag. The regression and all the off-fields and all the retirement talk. So this is the time to draft Aaron Rodgers, because in 2-3 weeks, you're going to have to pay that price of those other quarterbacks where he's simply not worth it. And then the regression hits. And the thing I love that you pointed out with the premium stats, one, throws the ball to Devontae Adams. Sometimes it's simple. Get the ball to your playmakers, right? And he really developed a great chemistry with Robert Tonyan last year as well. I think he caught 52 or 59 targets. He was a tight end 3 in half-point PPR fantasy last year. That's pretty absurd. Yeah, his touchdowns probably regress, but he was incredibly efficient. And if he gets more volume and becomes a second option in the passing game, big things there. Valdez-Scantling is not a guy I love in redraft, but in best ball, where I don't have to try to guess the week. You know, his ADOT is like 18 yards. I think it led the league of all players with over 50 targets. So he's got that big playability too. And all these guys' price tags are just appreciated. And they were the number one scoring offense in football. The Bucs are another great example where, because there's uncertainty about who's the one and who's the two, and Best ball doesn't matter. Just give me as many of these guys that have appreciated price tag as I can get.
Have you? Do you have any shares of Rodgers?
I have lots of shares of Rodgers. I have.
How many did you have to spend as a top 10 quarterback? Be honest. Like, probably not many.
I don't think any. I think I've completed about 235 best balls so far. So I don't to go back through each one where I did it. I don't think we have time on the show, but I've just been scooping him up in the 12th round on Underdog, like every draft. Like Adams is there in the second round, I take him. Tunyon's there in the 13th, 14th round, I take him. Rogers in the 12th. Valdez Scantling in the 15th, 16th. I'm even throwing in some Randall Cobb in the last round right now because Aaron Rodgers wants him. And if he starts in the slot, that's valuable and no one's going there. So he will move up. Like Xavier Jones is another great example. Obviously, we're talking about the Rams now, but everyone just jumped all in on Daryl Henderson. The reporters were literally like, Xavier Jones is going to have a big role. Yeah. But because Henderson was the star of the day, for four or five straight days, Xavier Jones was continuing to go undrafted. Now he goes in the 15th or 14th round. Like, see the trends and try to beat the trends. And you're going to get some wrong. And sometimes you get pie on your face, but it's okay, especially when we're playing these best ball tournaments, right? Like the Underdog, the best ball mania, we're trying to win $1 million. We're trying to create different rosters than other people. You're trying to get players at better values than other people. This is how you create different advantages throughout the course of your team. So you have to be willing to take chances. And I think taking chances is one of the biggest things fantasy players struggle with.
Totally. 100%. That's kind of putting it lightly. That's like another conversation, another segment for another day. But yeah, you mentioned Henderson. On this show, we gave the over immediately on his 500 rushing yards and then the under when the books gave it to like 1,000. So it's like kind of in between. I don't know where you are with Daryl Henderson, but I don't view him as a guy that I think is going to get 1,000 rushing yards. I don't think I trust his health, but you've always been so sharp and just grabbing the bets and finding lines right away and just taking advantage of things like that. And we'll touch on that before we get you out of here on betting. But again, with these weapons here, and we have the board from our guy George just on the Packers. So Rodgers, we just kind of touched on 86 ADP, quarterback 9. Aaron Jones, I want to get your thoughts on if this moves the needle at all for you on Jones, RB12, another guy who finishes a borderline top 5. Back at his position. You mentioned Tanyan, tight end 12, like ADP 120. That's unbelievable value, I think. Amari Rodgers, a guy that they picked up, wide receiver 84. You mentioned MVS, he's wide receiver 83. So those guys, complete discounts. Alan Lazard, wide receiver 77, who I don't really think I'm in on. I think I'd rather just take the shot on MVS or maybe Amari Rodgers. And then Adams is wide receiver 3. 15, which I another guy who I think is going to continue to rise up too. I mean, I think he's wide receiver 1 in a full point setting. And I love Tyreek Hill and Tariq Hill, and I love Stephon, but I mean, those two back together. And what made me think of the last dance when you mentioned Cobb is Randall Cobb, Dennis Rodman. If Adams is like Pittman and
I mean,
is Rodgers, I don't know.
Our producer's going to kill me if I start calling Randall Cobb a Hall of Fame level basketball player. But I mean, yeah. I do kind of love it. And honestly, it makes me out on Amari Rodgers because he's that underneath guy. And if Cobb's going to take that role, like no one wants to draft MVS because we talk about he sucks, but he'll have three or four games where he's puts up big numbers just because of his role, which is exactly what you're looking for end of the draft best ball players. They're all great values. Like you mentioned with Davante Adams. I mean, this is a last dance theme show. He's like Isaiah Thomas, right? When they're trying to get in the Olympics and he's like, I don't know what went into the selection process, but I met that criteria. That's Davante Adams looking at the first round because he's going to get the invite here soon. Aaron Jones, this is not a popular opinion, by the way, great call on Daryl Henderson. He's not getting 1,000 rushing yards.
No,
they had Cam Akers rushing yard profit, 1,050.
Right, yeah. Right around the same line.
No. That's where you say thank you. You have the overreaction. I think it's already down to 925. Like,
wow. Yeah.
But with Aaron Jones, I don't think, like, I'm all about weighted opportunity and snap share. And I know that Jamal Williams is gone, but they did spend real capital on A.J. Dillon. And you look, Aaron Jones struggles to get over that 70% threshold. He didn't have a ton of, like, top five RB games. He had the monster game against Detroit with Davante Adams with the chalk and DFS that week and got injured in the first quarter. And they really relied on Aaron Jones and a couple other like solid, like 20 point games. But if you look at him compared to those other guys, his ceiling hasn't been there. And it's because AJ Dillon's going to be involved, right? Like he's going to be a 60, 65% snap guy. And he's going with 75, 80% snap guys. And that's kind of why I would avoid him in that top 15. Back end of the second round, top of the third, absolutely. But that goes back to, I don't ever have must draft or don't draft players. Everything is a cost-related process.
Before we finish up this Packers talk, and I always mention the prop shop because why wouldn't I? It's phenomenal. 15-1 for the Packers to win the Super Bowl. That's at William Hill. Most spots are 12-1 and 13-1. DraftKings, FanDuel, 12-1. Unibet 13-1. So William Hill 15-1 here to win the Super Bowl. The win total is at 10. They're -130 to win the NFC North. They're 8-1 to win the NFC. Any of those bets you like? Do you think the over on 10 wins is in play?
No, I think if you wanted to bet the Packers with Aaron Rodgers coming back, again, you probably should have done it a couple weeks ago when there was the uncertainty.
Totally.
And now you're paying for that certainty. They still have Kevin King, which is not great news for their defense. but I think they're priced appropriately. And if Aaron Rodgers does regress this year and they win a game or two less, they don't have the home field advantage. I think the NFC is going to be better and healthier this year as well with Stafford out there. The 49ers having more than three players active on their roster should help. And obviously, I just think Tampa Bay is far and away the best team in the NFC. So I'm probably out on Packers futures right now.